best mix in Sussex and Surrey at 102.7 Mercury FM. This is Chris Oxley with Mercury FM's 18th birthday bash. Thanks to Mad World Fancy Dress Hire in Crawley Down. Fancy dress isn't just for Christmas. Check out the website, madworld.co.uk. Now, when I first Mercury went to air, I was but 12. And there was a man.
Right.
Oh, what?
Yeah, right.
Racing at 12. Yeah, was actually.
Yeah, you were.
Scary. And everyone talked about one particular man at Mercury. That man was this man.
Wonderful, 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 wonderful. Happy birthday!
Thank you, sir. How are you?
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And it's so lovely to hear those lovely jingles. I haven't heard that for about 10 years. So that was a real surprise. That was, what a treat. Thank you for that.
No problems. Well, obviously, I mean, when Mercury first went on air, the Timbo show was absolutely huge, wasn't it?
Oh, well, I was poached from Essex, because, of course, my boss used to be my boss at Essex, and then he moved to Mercury and dragged me with him, a bit like a footballer, and it was really, really wonderful. It was nice to be poached and nice to be there, and it was a bit of a winning formula, but it took a fair amount to get it working, because of course in them days we were broadcasting to Brighton as well.
Mm.
It was great fun, and it was all about having fun, and it was all about people coming on and sharing their fun and joy, and they were great times. We had a great. I actually was living in a caravan then. I was living in a caravan right next door to Hickstead. Is it Hickstead?
Hickstead, on the A23,
yeah. I was there in a caravan with my lovely wife Lindsay, who was working at Mercury as well at the time. And they were very, very happy memories. I think back in that lovely old jingle. Do you remember the jingle? Radio Mercury. Yes. Remember that?
Yeah.
You don't do that anymore now, do you?
We don't. We've still got a few, though. We've still got a few. We play them now and again.
Yeah, I have very, very fond memories, I do, of Radio Mercury. How's it all going? I'm so pleased you're still... Are you still at Broadfield House?
We're not. We've moved slightly.
Where are you now, then?
We're still in Crawley. We're in the Manor Roll Industrial Estate.
Oh, right. Oh, good for you. I didn't know that. Well, I'll have to... Whereabouts is that? Is that still just off the A23, or is it...
It is, yes. It is. Not far from the A23.
Oh,
we're still number one.
When did you move?
Oh, about 6 years ago now.
Oh, blimey, they are. That's me. I'm well behind the times. And you've managed to track down a few other people, have you?
Yeah, we had one heck of a job, but we managed to do it, yeah. We've got literally the whole original lineup.
Fantastic.
We've been speaking to them all afternoon. Can you remember any of your original features you had, all the bits and pieces you had on your show?
Oh, Hangman, of course, was a big popular. Do you remember Hangman?
Hangman, I remember that,
Getting the letter, and then there was Timbo's Tightrope.
Yeah.
Remember that was like...
Was it School Report as well?
Report, Timbo, School Report, that's it. Ah, blimey, I wouldn't have remembered that if you were another. Because, of course, Chris, let's be honest, you were a Timbo fan, weren't you?
I was a Timbo fan.
You were.
I think every 12
under
to
the
16
pillow
year old was.
You were, weren't you?
Totally. Hey. My mum used to tell me off, because I remember you had some I think it was a girl who had... I think she played the cello or something. And she played it appallingly badly. And you didn't go for it, but... You didn't say particularly nice things.
But
my mum, bless her soul, she's like, you can't say that, she's trying her best. How we laughed. No, they were good old days, though.
No, they were. I had a very, very lovely time at Radio Mercury. It was fun. In fact, radio's fun. Isn't radio fun?
It is fun, yes.
Isn't it a great thing?
We all talk about the old days, but the present days are just as good.
Are they just as good?
Well,
I wouldn't know that, mate, because I haven't been in radio for about 4 or 5 years now, so... You youngsters have taken over and stolen a march on us, all us oldsters, but good luck to you. Radio's got a march on. You've got digital radio around the corner, haven't we?
Yeah,
we're all waiting
all happening.
For that.
Yeah, it's all
Are you going to be on the old digital radio tune one
oh,
day?
Oh, I'm sure
you?
Somewhere.
You'll be there one day.
Sorry, give me a bag of beans to do a show somewhere, I'm sure. You never know.
Have you managed to track down Ed Stewart?
Yes, we got Ed, yes.
Oh, you got him, did you?
He sums himself on the English Riviera nowadays. But
is
he's,
he?
Yes. But he's, we had him on the phone earlier. Yeah, he's a very, very busy man.
And what about Andrew Marshall?
Andrew Marshall, yeah, just spoken to him as well.
Have you really done
busy.
Very well then, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we got everyone. Peter Young.
Did anybody snoop you? Or snozzle you? Or say, nah, I don't want to be part of that?
No one has yet.
No?
No.
Oh, right.
Not one person. Everyone
well
was
done.
Welcome. Even everyone that was sacked.
Radio Mercury, the heart of the South. Look at that. I still remember it. Blimey O'Reilly.
It's been a pleasure speaking to you, sir.
It's been... I do appreciate you you phoning me. I really do. And I'd like to wish you all the very best, all at Radio Mercury and all your wonderful listeners. It's been a pleasure joining in this this great day, and all the very best to you.
Excellent. Ladies and gentlemen, Timbo!
Thank you!
British bookshops and Sussex stationers have a wonderful range of new best-selling books at an amazing £9.99 each, like the new hardback novels by
Bernard Cornwell, James Patterson, Andy McNab, Maeve Finchie, Penny Vincenzi, Jackie Collins, Tom Clancy.
Are all £9.99 each at British bookshops.